There's a phenomena in this week's parsha, a real phenomena, an unbelievable phenomena. And that is that we have a parsha that ends in middle of a pasuk. And let me explain to you what that means. The Torah is divided into what we call parshiyos. Really, maybe we should call it for this year, sedres. That is Yisra'i, Mishpatim, Truma, Tetzaveh. Those are the sedres. Really, every sedra, most sedras, are divided into smaller parshiyos. And that's the pay and samach that you see in your Chumash. And in the Sefer Torah, it appears as a gap. There's a space in the Torah. Different types of spaces. There's different halachas about the spaces. There's a space, which is by a pay space or a samach space. Now those parshiyos could be loosely translated as a paragraph. And we all know what a pasuk is. A pasuk can be translated as a sentence. Now, pashup shat, most of the time, rive ruba de ruba of the time, you'll never find a parsha that ends in the middle of a pasuk. And l'chayra, it has to be that way. You don't have a paragraph that ends in the middle of a sentence. But there are a few times, and one of them being our parsha, where we have, one of them being our sedra, I should say, that we have a parsha that ends in the middle of a pasuk. And that is in the Aseres HaDibreis. Four of the Dibreis, Lay Sirtzach, Lay Sinaf, Lay Signaiv, Lay Saneb Reacha Eichakar. These four Dibreis are all part of one pasuk. And if you look in the Torah, there's gaps. They have spaces there. It's the end of a parsha. Each one is written as its own parsha. Le'sirtzach, le'sinaf, le'signev, le'sanav, re'acha, yichakar. And if you look in your Chumash, you'll also see that there's a pay and a samach there. This pasuk is divided into parshiyos. And like we said, that is a phenomena. It is something that sounds very unusual and something that l'chaya needs to be explained. Where else do we find a parsha that ends in the middle of a pasuk? So we find this in parshas of Vayishlach. Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chav Beis. There's a pay in the middle of the Pasuk over there. We find this in Parshas Pinchas. There's a pay in the middle of the Pasuk. We find this in Parshas Devarim. We're over there also, Perek Beis, Pasuk Ches. There's a Samach in the middle of the Pasuk. Let's keep this all in mind, and let's move on to another topic, and we'll get back to talking about the Peis and the Samachs, and specifically the Peis and Samachs middle of a pasuk. Let's talk about Tam Elyain and Tam Tachtein. Many, many years ago, I saw this in the Shailos Teshuvas Masas Binyamin. In some shuls, there was a terrible disaster that took place every Parshas Yisrei in the morning in shul. And that is that the Bali Kairi, the Bali Kriya, they were not Mumchim, they were not Bekiyim. And really, this was always a problem, but specifically Parshas Yisrael by the Aseres HaDibreis, and so too by Parshas Veschanan, this was a tremendous problem. And that is because in the old Chumashim, many of the words of the Aseres HaDibreis had two traps. Now that's how Bal Kari knows what to do. He knows what to do because there's a trap on the word. So which trap should he use? There's two of them. He can't use both. So he would basically pick and choose. What's really going on? Why are there two traps? So Baruch Hashem, thanks to these grace of Paiskim, like the Masas Binyamin and many other Paiskim, they explain to us what's going on over here. And that is that there's really two taimim. There's Tam Elyain and there's Tam Tachtein. There's really two traps. There's really two ways to read the entire Aseres HaDibreis. And really, you can't mix and match. On one word, you can't read one of the traps that's part of Tam Elyain, and then on the next word, read the trap that's really part of Tam Tachtein. But how are you supposed to know which trap, that if there's two traps on a word, which one is from the Tam Elyain one, which one's from the Tam Tachtein one? So that's what these places can organize for us. They explain it like this. It's very simple, really. If you look in the Chumash, there's 13 psukim in the Aseres HaDibreis. But how many Dibreis are there? Well, that's easy. There's Aseres HaDibreis. So Tam Elyain basically turned every Dibra into its own pasuk. And therefore, you're going to end up with some run-on psukim, very long psukim, or long dibra will be a long pasuk. And there'll be some really short psukim. Like we said, loy sirtzach, that's one dibra, so it's going to end up being its own pasuk. The trap is going to be loy sirtzach, like a tipcha and a seif pasuk. Loy sinaf, loy signaiv, loy sanavriacha eid shaker. That's all in Tam Elyeh. You'll have some very long psukim, some very short psukim. Because it's being divided into dibris. Each dibra being its own pasuk. What's Tam Tachtain? Tam Tachtain is a whole different thing. Tam Tachtain really is what we might want to call the standard trap. You don't usually have run-up psukim. You don't usually have very short psukim. If the Aseres HaDibrais would not be unique in this that they're Aseres HaDibrais, then they would have had 13 psukim. And that's Tam Tachtain. It happens to be that part of Tam Elyeh and Tam Tachtain, and this is what made those Balei Kriya very confused, the ones that weren't Mumchim, part of what's going on here is not only changes in Trap, but it ends up being changes in Kriya itself, because there'll be differences of Dagesh, meaning, and Rafoi, meaning like a Taf and a Saf, that has to do with where we're ending in a pasuk, and so to kamatz and pasach. So there's two entirely different ways to read the Aseres HaDibrais. Tam Elyeh and Tam Tachtain. So this is what Tam Elyeh is, and this is what Tam Tachtain is, and in our chumashim it's very clear because in the modern day chumashim they write the Aseres HaDibrais twice, one for Tam Elyeh, one for Tam Tachtain. So we don't have that mevucha, that confusion. But we really do have another mevucha, another confusion, and that is, let's try to figure out what's the use, so to say, of each one of these traps, of Tam Elyeh and Tam Tachtain. On a practical level, when do I use each one? And what does this mean that there's two traps? Are they both true? Is one more true? Is there more to this that there's these two traps available for us? And let's make a simple nafkamina, a simple shayla, halacha shayla. There's a Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus says, Kol psuka delay paske Moshe anan lay paskinan lay. Any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop there, we don't stop there. A person is not allowed to make his own psukim. He has to take the original psukim and read the whole thing. You can't stop in the middle of a pasuk. Yes, there are some hetayim to stop in the middle of a pasuk in various instances. Derech tefillah, derech tayyur. That doesn't make enough rum about it. And that's something, a separate discussion. But we don't do that. We don't stop in the middle. I'll tell you two times that this is negeya. One is abakari. Abakari is reading and he wants to stop. Stop somewhere. Is he allowed to stop in the middle of a pasuk? In the olden days, this was much more negeah because they didn't have printed in the Chumash, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, whoever got that aliyah, he would read three psukim, and there were certain rules where he should stop, but he basically could stop wherever he wanted. Could he stop in the middle of a pasuk? And then also, this negeah for a yachid. Where's this negeah for a yachid? This, we all know, Shnayim Mikra V'yachid Targum. The halacha is, don't read the whole parasha once Mikra, then again Mikra, then Targum. No, it's supposed to be broken up. And there's two choices. Mishabur brings this, and it comes from a shlah. There's two choices. Either you can do pasuk by pasuk, meaning when you read one pasuk, then right away go back and to that pasuk again, and then right away go back and do the targum again. Or you could do parsha by parsha. Not sedra by sedra, parsha by parsha. Those are two ways to do shnayim mikravecha targum. Now let's talk about, for the first part of our discussion, let's talk about a person who's doing pasuk by pasuk. Could he do half pasuk by half pasuk? No. Kipshutai, you would have this problem called that we have in the Gemara in Tainus, Tachosayinu Beis, called Psukot Lai Paske Maisha Nan Lai Paskinim Lai. To stop in a pasuk and go back to a targum, that's stopping. We only stop by psukim. We don't stop by half psukim. So now that we know this idea, Bein Betzibur Bein B'yachid, it's Negei Halacha, called Psukot Lai Paske Maisha Nan Lai Paskinan. Now let's turn to the Aseres HaDibrais. Let's focus on the end of that Aseres Dibros. Le'sirtzach, le'sinaf, le'signav, le'sana, re'acha, e'chaker. That in Tam Tachtein, it's one pasuk. Because that would be the standard way. We don't have these very short psukim. In Tam Elyon, it's divided into many psukim. Could I stop after le'sirtzach? I'm the pasuk mahalach. Let's keep it simple. Let's put it with parshias we'll discuss later. The peis, the samachs. Psukim. I'm a person who does every week I do pasuk, then I go back. Pasuk, then I go back. And I'm stopping bedaf at the end of the pasuk. Now I'm in the middle of a pasuk for my shnayim mikra. What happens by le'sirtzach, le'sinaf, le'signif? And a person who's getting an aliyah, could he stop after le'sirtzach, after le'sinaf? Is this a stopping place? Are these psukim of stopping? So I want to present to you that I believe it's a great machlekas. There's two stadim in what, so to say, the tayelas and how we use tam elyon and how we use tam tachtein. We know what they are. We know what they are, that they are either a split up that has to do with dibreis or a split up that's more standard. But in what it means for us, legabe, is it a stopping point? What's our true stopping point? Is it a pasuk that's for stopping? Where is the psukim for stopping? That, l'chayr, I think, is going to come out to be a great machloikis, depending on how you learn the deeper understanding of Tam Elyon and Tam Tachtein. Now, before we go on, I feel it's kedai to mention that when it comes to something like Tra, and specifically Tam Elyon and Tam Tachtein, I'm sure that there's many sidus and there's Kabbalah, and there's deep things over here. We're trying our best, al derech nigla, to take from the achrayim and the paiskim. We should always keep in mind that this is a small thing compared to the deeper zachen that Torah Shabbat is full of, and the deep zachen that come along with tra. There's a shailos tshuvas masas binyamin. A Chizkuni, and Shulchan Aruch Harav. And I want to read to you from the Bir Halacha, and I think he's quoting Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says it b'shem v'achreinim. The Bir Halacha is in Tav Tzadi Dalid when it comes to Hilchas Shavuos, and he talks there a lot about Tam Elyon and Tam Tachtein. And that this is going to be our first way. I'm going to call it the way of the Masas Ben Yamin. I'm reading from the Bir Halacha. It's his take, so to say, in the Masas Binyamin. I think it's from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And I want to read from you from the Bir Halacha, and we'll see how he deals with the idea of what does the Tam Elyon Tam Tachtein mean as far as stopping, as far as being stopping points. So he says like this, V'tam beiz negina is hu, sha'arishayin, the first type, and this is, by the way, Tam Elyon, hu mesudr l'fi ha'kasuf, it's Masudah Lefi the way it's written. This is very interesting. She'nichtav kol dibar v'dibar b'parsha b'fnei atzmai. Now here he focuses on the parshiyos, which, by the way, we described as a phenomenon. We plan on getting back to that. The parshiyos, the peis and the samachs, each dibar is a parsha b'fnei atzmai. Tam Elyon is following the fact that each dibar is a parsha b'fnei atzmai. Shmei anoichi ad leisisa hi parsha achas stuma. Dibur echad, the dibur echad, lekach nasim in a pasuk echad. V'chim yizachad. He describes, we were going to have the tam elyon, the parshiyos, how they're split up into 10 dibreis. That's all tam elyon. Tam tachtein v'hasheni hu mesudr l'fi hakri. That's the way to read it. And he jumps straight to those last couple dibris, those almost last dibris, le'sirtzach, le'sinaf, le'signaif, and he says like this. This is how he's bringing out what is the nekuda of tam tachtein. It's lefi hakri. It's the way to read it. She'le'inyan hakriya, ein mi'le'sirtzach ad le'sachmoid ella pasuk echad. Le'gabe kriya sedaf zayin. It has to be from le'sirtzach to le'sachmoid one pasuk bilvad. De'hainu, which means she'aser lahafsik kriyasei legamri. It's going to be one pasuk, And which means, what's the taichu on pasuk? That it's going to be afser lahafsik, afser to stop your kriyat gamri. Misayich emtzu pasuk ze afilu kishakariv yachid. Even when you're reading as an individual, it's not in shul. Which I'm applying that to shnayim mikavechet hagam. And he says in a parenthesis over here, shei afser loymar shetivas leitzerzach upachasik b'fneatzmai. Don't try to say that the word leitzerzach is a pasuk by itself. Those two words are a pasuk. She'ein lecha b'chala taira pasuk pachas megimol teves. You don't have in the whole taira a pasuk which is less than three words. He right away tells us that if you want to know the place that you're allowed to stop, it's only by tam tachtein, not after leisertzach. It's going to have to be after that whole pasuk, because we never find a pasuk that's less than two words. So what's tam elyain? Tam elyain. That's going in according to the way the peis and the samachs are. It's going according to the way that there's 10 dibrais. And everything's and there's a division of dibrais, the trups following dibrais. But that trup doesn't tell you where you're allowed to stop. They'll be called psukim. A trup has something called a seif pasuk. There'll be a few seif pasuks that are arranged according to the dibrais, but they're not really ends of psukim. Leisertzach is not the end of a pasuk. So there we have it. This question. I know about tam elyon. I know about tam tachtoin. But where do I use my, if I want to stop, what do I use for stopping? The answer is tam tachtoin. That's so to say the ikar. That's the real psukim. What's tam elyon? Tam elyon is a special zach dividing according to the dibros. Let's say a little more. When do I use this? Valkein kishakayin bit. Valkein b'shvuos. Now yhagin lekas b'tzibur b'harishayin. On shvuos you read about with the first one. The hainu with ham elyon. Why? Last is b'kol dibur pasuk echad. Why? Lefisha bay bayoyim nosnu aseres hadibros. Because on that day, the Aseres HaDibrais was given. The Chayr, we could say, it's like an idea of enacting the Aseres, reenacting the Aseres HaDibrais, Kaviyachol. There's a special kriya when you want to portray that there's Aseres HaDibrais. I saw a Lashon Lechizkuni, which is following this type of path. He says, that on Shavuos she dugmas matan taira. Shavuos is a dugma to matan taira. That's when you do the tam elyon basically, because it's dugmas matan taira. There's printed in Yisayit Cheresh HaAvayda, and I'm sure from others, that he says that during the Kriya you should be Mechavin Kilu Oymir Ata Eitzel Har Sinai V'Sheimeya HaDibrais Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu U'Mipi Tzir Nemun Beisai Moshe Eved Hashem. You should be Mechavin as if you're hearing it from Har Sinai. I remember hearing B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv that there may be a good time to daven for Chaylim, because all the Chaylim got better by Har Sinai. So there's an idea that kriya is reliving Har Sinai. So the chayra follows from that the concept that we're going to do it in the way of dibrais, a special kriya, that it should be dibrais like the way it was said. But is that real psukim for stopping? For kol pasul psuka maishe? Absolutely not. That's going to be tam tachtin. So our bal kaire, or our yachid, who's doing shnai mikra, should not stop after leisertzach. However, Duchsach, there's a whole another mahalach. They quote the Arat Torah, that the Arat Torah had a different minig. Although the Bi'al Chah does bring this minig, also, but he starts with the idea that you should only lay in tam elyon on Shavuos, and then he says the other minig. What's the other minig? The Arat Torah, he says that any time you lay in Betzibur, you lay in tam elyon. That already is a machlekes. And he doesn't use the same language as this Bir Halacha, as the Masas Bin Yamin. He doesn't describe Tam Elyon and Tam Tachtoin being one being that Tam Tachlin is more Iker and stopping. That doesn't come out from the discussion. Tzibor gets Tam Elyon. Yachid gets Tam Tachlin. What's the Pshah? So let me read to you from the Sefer Ein Yaakov. Ein Yaakov, this is going on the Yerushalmi in Shkolin. And a very interesting Yerushalmi. It's talking about how the Luchos were written. And it says over there, a big machlokes, how the Luchos were written. How the Aseres Nevi'im were arranged on the Luchos. We're used to the idea of five on each Luach. But it's really a very big machlokes. The Rabbanan say there's 10 on each Luach, which means that Aseres Nevi'im were printed twice. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says 20 on each Luach. Rabbi Simai says 40 on each Luach. And the Ein Yaakov is coming to explain this. So he's starting off by just partially explaining the Chachamim. Why should you have the Luchos printed twice? The Aseres Nevi'im is printed twice. And he says basically that if you're going to have a Chacham who knows Hanelam, Yodea Hanelam, he knows the deeper secrets of the Torah, he'll look at the Luchos and he'll be able to see one eye, Ine Achas Benigla, Ine Achas Benal, be able to see the Nigla and the Nela. So that's the idea of the two Dibrais. One of them is to represent the Pashup Shat, the Nigla, and one of them is to represent that you could look there, you could look in the Dibrais and you'll see the deep sideness, the deep secrets, the Kabbalah behind it. And the Ein Yaakov goes on to explain that this is what Tam Elyon and Tam Tachlin is about. That there's two Kriyas. Listen to the way he says it. Yishtei Kriyas, Baseres Dibrais. Ha'echad kishekayre ha'yachid beinoy lebein atzmai. It's for the Yachid. He's reading by himself. Einoy medakdek likreis kol dibar v'dibar bifnei atzmai. He's not medakdek to read each dibar by itself. The Yachid is not medakdik to do Tam Elyon, to read each Dibur by itself. Elo mechalek ha-psukim keseder kriyasai. Rather, he splits up the psukim like the way of the kriya. So I saw there's a Sefer Luach Eresh from Yaakov Emden. And in the Sefer Luach Eresh, he says a gval gazach. Because what does it mean the Yachid's ain't a medakdik? It says, it wasn't put on him the chiv to do Tam Elyon. This sounds mamish the opposite. It sounds like the Iker one really is Tam Elyon. But what happened? What happened is like this. Tam Elyon is complicated. Tam Elyon is not standard. Tam Elyon is not the way a person is used to laning the rest of the Torah. It stands out. There's Ronan Psukim, and what we're shtelling on, what we're focusing on, there's Shor Psukim, like Sirtzach, like Sinaf. So we told the Yachid he's allowed to deal with it normally. There's a special trap that was given on our Sinai. There's two Pshat in this Tam Elyon, which is the more sophisticated one. The more special one, L'chayyeh represents the Nelam, it represents that this, that the Aseres HaDibros were written twice, at least, according to the Rabbanon. And that's Tam Elyon. And the Yachid is not Meshubat that. He could do things normally. It almost sounds like Tam Elyon is the Iker. And I think it would be Pashit that Im Kain, that's a real trap. Then of course you could stop using that trap. And you should be able to stop after Leit Sertzach. I don't know what to do with the fact that you don't usually have two-word psukim, but the truth is that we're saying something special is going on over here. The psukim are broken up differently. It has to do with the Aseres of the Nelam. But is it a place to stop? In Mitzah Tam Elyon, it's definitely a place to stop. Maybe you could say Tam Tachtein would limit you not to stop by Tam Elyon. Okay, but it's not like what we said, not like the other side, not like the whole other sheet of the Masas Ben Yamin. In the Masas Ben Yamin, the Bir Halacha, the Iker was the Tam Tachtein. That was the stopping trap. That was the trap that told you where to stop. Tam Elyon. That was special for Shavuos. The way I described it was to reenact out Maimon Har Sinai. But turning over to the Ein Yaakov with the Pirish of the Luach Eresh, what's coming out is that Tam Elyon is a real Iker Nagina. It might be a little bit unusual, but that is a real Iker Tam, a real Iker Trap. Tam Tachlin was given to the Yachid to make it more user-friendly. He even has a tzad that maybe they weren't both given on Har Sinai. Maybe Tam Tachtain was really a special creation, an exception to all rules for the Yachid. He says that we find that Teirim, when you're allowed to divide up Sukkim differently than the Torah, even though there is exceptions. The main exception is when you're teaching children, meaning that it's hard for them to learn with whole long psukim. So Zuck there, that's what's happening with Tam Tachlin. Tam Tachlin is divided up in a way that's more user-friendly for the Yachid the way he's used to. But really, it's just like a like me ain malam de tinekes, that when this is the way that the learning is necessary to be, we split it up differently. It's a special kula. He has a tzad that way. But for sure, that means that Tam Elyon is zikr and ikr, and zikr telling you a way to stop, which would sound like after Leiser Tzach you could stop. So that's what I want to present to you. Everybody agrees the what Tam Elyon is and what Tam Tachlin is the same. Tam Elyon is psukim divided by dibrais, Tam Tachlin is more standard. That's pashit. But what do these dibrais mean for us? And we said, to be more specific, what do these taimim, what do these trups mean to us? And to be more specific, what do these trups tell us as far as where to stop? So to that we're saying, Masas bin Yamin, the Tam Tachlin is the Iker telling you where to stop. Tam Elyon, we taka said a nice kishmaka beer. It's coming to have a demonstration of what happened by Arsinai. That's all the Masas bin Yamin. But let's flip over to the other side now, to the Ein Yaakov. It's the opposite. Tam Elyon is the Iker. It's unusual, but it's the Iker. Kipshutai, I'm adding this myself, it's telling you where to stop. Tam Tachlin is another option within the Aseres HaDibris. I saw that the Kaf HaChaim, he talks about Hilchos Shnayim Mekaveh Chatagam, and he says by the Aseres HaDibris, he says, don't stop after Leis Tzach. And he brings the Masas Bin Yamin. He's taking the Masas Bin Yamin all the way down to Shnayim Mekaveh, like what we did. Like when we read the Bir Halacha, it says a Yachid shouldn't stop. I said, L'chor, that means Shnayim Mekaveh Chatagam. As I took the Kaf HaChaim, but he brings the Masas Bin Yamin. If he would, L'chayr, the Filu Luach Erish, Hilav Dafka would say that. The Luach Erish, and then Yaakov, it's not Muchach that you should stop. Maybe once Tam Tachlin exists, it's not Kedai to stop by the Shor Pesachim. But L'chayr, it might be a place to stop. I saw in the Baal Halachas, so in the Shalchus Halachas Ketanis, Chilek Aleph Simen Ayin. And he has a shy like this. He says, "Eze hefsek shal psukim aseres hadibris hu anachan l'inyan tlasa psukim." You need three psukim. So which psukim should he use? He also wants to discuss what's the Tam Elyon Tam Tachlin. He says, Tshuva, Mistavra, the Indian Sefer Torah, call up Sukkim Him Echad Ara Pisuk HaGadol. He says like this. The first Pasuk is going to be basically the first whole Dibra. And then he has Leisisa Ad Lashav Zachar Tolik HaCheyu. He seems to be going with Tam Elyon. He's making these big psukim. But then, when he gets to Leisirtzach, he says that pasuk goes Ad Shaker. Meaning, he's making altogether seven psukim. Just looking ahead over there, he also talks about in Parshas Vayishlach. It's a little bit complicated, but the point is that he makes it from at seven psukim, which it seems like he's trying to accommodate both, like Tam Elyon and Tam Tachlin. He's trying to like put them together. Okay, let's put that aside. You could ayin sham. The point is that l'chayar our setup is a gishmaka setup that we're saying that the shayla where to stop is going to be totally in the luach eresh. The in Yaakov, the and Lafuke the Maspianum and the Bir Halacha. Let's move on now to our phenomena. We said it's so strange that we have a pei in the middle of a pasuk. The truth is that so far we weren't really coming to handle the parshiyos shabai, the peis, the samachs. We're coming much more to handle psukim. How do you deal with the psukim? A person who's doing shayim mikra in the way of psukim, where does he stop? Where could he stop? Where is he allowed to stop? So it comes out that it may be that there is a makam, even as far as psukim, to stop after Leis Yitzach by Tam Elyon. You don't have to stop there. You could be doing Tam Tachta, and that's what it was given for the Yachid. But it could be. It could be. It's shayach to say. If someone would say that, I would understand it. Lefi, the Luach Eresh and the Ein Yaakov. But let's talk about now the Parshias. There's a phenomenon. There's a pay in the middle of a pasuk. It's an unbelievable thing. Like we said, it comes up in three other places. What's so interesting is as follows. We said already that by Shnayim Mikra, there's two ways to do Shnayim Mikra. One way to do Shnayim Mikra is to do that you do pasuk by pasuk. Another way is parsha by parsha. What happens if a parsha comes out in the middle of a pasuk? So the Shla, who's the makar for the whole pasuk by pasuk, parsha by parsha thing, he tells you what to do. Zak the Shla Kaddish. The Kibalti afilu kisha parsha misayemes beemtza hapasuk. K'may v'hiachar yamageifa, the parsha's Pinchas. We had seen Gavr, the parsha's Devarim. Sham Yafsik, the Yikr Shnayim Mikra Bechatagim, Zak the Shla, and others bring the Shla. They bring the Shla that a person who's doing parsha by parsha, pay by pay, stamach by stamach for Shnayim Mikra, he could stop by a pay in the middle of a pasuk. He doesn't bring Aseres Hadibros. He only brings some of the other places. But he does say you could stop by a pay in the middle of a pasuk. Now right away there's an obvious question. There's an obvious question called Psukud Leipaski Maisha Nan Leipaskinan. We have the Gemara and Tainas. How can you stop? And the Aruch HaShulchan asked this question. Aruch HaShulchan, it's been Reish P.A. Sefei, asked this question and he answers. A few words. He says, Hakan Paski Maisha. Of a year, Maisha stopped. If there's a pay there, it means that Maisha did stop. Meaning to say, a pay in the middle of a pasuk, a samach in the middle of a pasuk, this is the Aruch HaShulchan's understanding. It's not some sort of abstract, interesting Indian or Kabbalah Indian. It is telling us that that is a stopping point. And this answers our phenomena. We said it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't seem to make sense. How can you have a pay in the middle of a pasuk, a paragraph in the middle of a sentence? So I don't know exactly. We don't know. The Torah is so beyond us. But we know one thing. The same way you could have two pshatim in a Gemara, you could have two pshatim in a pasuk, there's going to be two pshatim. There's going to be two mahalchim had to split up the Torah into bigger segments, parshias, and smaller segments, psukim. If you see a pei, it's the end of a segment. It's the end of a segment. It is a paske. It's in the middle of a pasuk. According to the other way, according to the pshat called psukim, it's not a place to stop. There's two stadim here. One side is yet to stop here. One side is not to stop here. But the point I'm trying to bring out is although it sounds like a phenomena and it sounds very interesting, first of all, don't think that the way the peis were, so to say, created, they were created by Hashem, but the way they were created was that every few psukim we put in a pei. No. First of all, they're just segments. There's a segment called a bigger segment and a smaller segment. Okay. But second of all, if you see a pei, that is a stop. Hapaske maisha. That's a stop. There's another way to stop. There's one way to stop here and one way to stop azay. Zakhtar HaShulchan, it's okay to use that version, that system of stopping. Even though in the other system of stopping, it's not a place to stop. Interestingly enough, the shaila of what to do when there's a pay in the middle of a pasuk, like when it comes to Shnayim Mikra, that we just said, the Shlom, the Aruch HaShulchan, say to stop in the middle of the pasuk, the same shaila was asked to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, no, ignore the pay. The same shaila was asked to Reb Chaim Pinchas Shaiberg. And Chaim Pinchas Shaiberg said, be machshev that pay, go with that pay, go with that tzamach, but don't stop there, read till the end of that pasuk. And when you want to start the next parsha, start from the beginning of that pasuk. You're going to end up doing that pasuk extra times. And he says to me, tonight, that whatever your extra time, extra chumash over there is, that should be for learning, not for Shnayim Mikra. And he says, really, whatever you do Shnayim Mikra anyway, but not stopping middle of pesukim. Reb Chaim Pinchas Shaiberg, Reb Chaim Kanievsky seem to talk of, it could be there's a lot of things going on over there. We're going to leave what they're arguing on. But they may be arguing on, and they don't want you to stop in the middle of a pasuk, even though Maisha stopped here. But in the other system, he didn't stop there. So they might be arguing how to deal with that. They say, don't stop if it's not a stop according to all systems. That might be their pshat in them. But the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that if in one of the systems, this is a place to stop, you could stop here.
you could stop by a pay in the middle of a pasuk. That's what you're going to do in Parashas Vayishlach. That's what you're going to do in Parashas Pinchas. And that's what you're going to do in Parashas Devar. Now, what do you do by the Aseres HaDibris? So you're going to be thinking, of course, so why don't you just stop? No big deal, just stop. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that. The Aruch HaShulchan says to stop. V'chein ba'aseres ha'dibris. V'lo yisirtzach. You should stop there. A person who's a shnayim v'kriv echatagim parsha person, he stops the middle of psukim when there's a pay there and a samach there. That's exactly what he's going to do by aseres ha'dibris. Says like the Aruch HaShulchan. But I want to propose that this Aruch HaShulchan might be another nafgamina between the two shittas that we mentioned before. Another nafgamina between the two shittas, between what we call the Masas Binyamin, who is going neged the Ein Yaakov. Duchsach, even the peis and samachs got affected. Let me explain to you what I mean. We already said, Shnayim Yaakov Echatagim may be a nafgamina, whether you could stop after the word Leisirtzach. But we were going according to a person who stops by psukim. And the question was, which psukim is he allowed to use? Of course, he could use the tam tachtein, but is he allowed to use tam elyon? Could he stop after Leisirtzach? According to Masas Binyamin, no. That pasuk of Leisirtzach wasn't given to stop. According to the Ein Yaakov, this is regular trap. Trap comes with the same pasuk. Now let's discuss Parshiyos. Parshiyos apparently have their own code, going with the Aruch HaShulchan and the Shla, that they tell you to stop wherever it falls out. But Aseres HaDibris may be different, and I'll tell you why. Because when we read the Bir HaLacha was going with the Masas Binyamin, and he explained to us Tam Elyon and Tam Tachtayin, and he explained what Tam Elyon was. Tam Elyon, you don't stop. It's not a stopping kriya. He said it's set up like the way the Parshiyos are. That's what he said. And the Parshiyos are split up by Divrais. Sha'arishay nu musud lefi ha'kasav she'nichtav kol dibar v'dibar b'parshah b'fnei atzmai. There's something that's coming out fascinating from the Masas Binyamin. And that is that we have a trap, a tam elyon, which has nothing to do with splitting up psukim, of paskes, of where to end. Kol tayo kula, everything, it always worked that way. Psukim told you where to end. And I want to add in, even though I don't know what the Bir HaLacha Shita is about parshiyos that stop middle of psukim, but let's neman for now. Because l'chaya, it could be true, there's the Aruch HaShulchan who says, that even parshiyos are places to stop. But by Aseres HaDibrois, the Ribbono Shel wanted us to recognize and remember Dibrois, 10 Dibrois. Don't stop there, but remember the Dibrois. Remember there's 10 of these Dibrois. And Remela, there's Simonim and Ramazim that there's 10 Dibrois, even though you can't stop there. That's what Tam Elyon is. It sounds like a pasuk, but it's not a stopping pasuk. The very same thing may be for the parshiyos also. That's what it's mashma. The peis and the samachs are splitting up dibrois. It could be that we never find a parsha either that's two words, maybe. I don't know all the rules, but we don't find a parsha that's two words either. Why by Leisirtzach is it like that? The reason is because it's dibrois. If tam elyon, if those psukim could be out to dibrois, and like he said, they're based on the way the Torah made the parshiyos are dibrois, so the parshiyos might not either be where to stop. Because we have a new invention called, let's set up the dibrois, even though you can't stop there. And it sounds like it's coming from the base and the samachs. Now again, I don't know what he holds about all the other pieces that are middle of psukim. But I don't know if it matters. They could be, maybe the peis in the middle of psukim are something interesting, maybe they're not. But even if they were mamish places to stop, Aseres HaDibrois has its own rules. And it's based on the peis and the samachs. So I would say, you have a person who's a shla person. Shla, he follows the shla. He always stops by the parsha. Even in the middle of a pasuk. But maybe, by Aseres HaDibrois, he shouldn't do that. Not by Leisirtzach, not by Leisirtzach. And not only that, maybe not even by the earlier Dibrais, Shabbos and the earlier Dibrais. He should read the whole thing as one parsha, maybe. Parsha person? Maybe all is one parsha. So the Aruch HaShulchan, who said, even as Sarah's Dibrais, you stop by the Peis and Samachs, L'chayor, he's going like the Ein Yaakov. He never met this invention, this, so to say, creation, that as Sarah's Dibrais has Dibrais that you can't stop by. He just had Tam Elyon and Tam Tachti. Tam Elyon was even the Ikar, and you could stop there. Gufa, the Chiddush of Aseres HaDibrais was it has funny psukim, that it has funny places to stop. It has unusual places to stop, called Tam Elyon. The Peis and the Samachs, let them be like Kol HaTayr Kula, and you could stop there. But here you have very small places where you could stop. So Bekitzer, what's coming out is that we're saying we have two Mahalchim, whether Tam Elyon, the site of Tam Elyon, is it another, like the Masas Binyamin, it's not a stopping type of halacha, it's Tam Dibrais. Like the Ein Yaakov, it is a stopping, a regular psukim. And we're saying, Avada, there should be nafkaminas. It could be nafkaminas if a person wants to know Shnayim Mikra, about Kari, where to stop. That's all in psukim. Now we're adding even parshiyos. Even after we explain the phenomenon that parshiyos are a code how to stop, by a series of dibris, it may be different. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't say that. So he's going, L'chaira, like the Ein Yaakov. However, it's not so pashit. According to Mas Binyamin, it's Yitachin, you should lane the whole, if you're a parasha person in Shnayim Mikra, you should do the whole parasha of Aseres HaDibrais. And for sure not to break up, Leisetzach Leisinaf. I want to just end off with a Geshmak Azach. At the end of every parasha, it says how many psukim are in the parasha. I don't know exactly who made these simanim, there's even simanim. So I looked and I counted what happens in parashas Ve'eschan and in parashas Yisrei. And believe it or not, the Mesamein is off. The amount of psukim in Parashas Yisrei is 75, and the Mesamin says you should do 72. Yundov Simon, 72, he lost 3 psukim. The only way I can imagine that he lost 3 psukim is because he's going with Tam Elyon, and he's taking those psukim seriously. And this sounds like the Ein Yaakov. He lost in his count. There should be 13 psukim. He made a 10 psukim. The same thing in Parashas Ve'eschanan. There's really 122 psukim, and he found only 118 psukim. I don't know exactly how he did that with the 4 psukim, because there's another pay. There's really another pay in the middle of Leistachman, which we didn't really discuss. But the point is, also, he's going with the Tam Elyon being real psukim. Again, that's going like the Ein Yaakov. He's counting Tam Elyon. It happens to be interesting that when it comes to the other places, that's a pay in the middle of a pasuk, over there, Adaraba, he does not count the pay. In Parshas Pinchas, the amount of psukim is 168, and that's not counting the pay, not turning into two psukim. And the chayit is not so shver, because no one ever said a pay makes a new pasuk. Tam Elyon makes a new pasuk, but this makes a parsha. It might be a place to stop a parsha. It's not a new pasuk. Also in Parshas Devarim, the amount of psukim is 105, Malkeha Simon. And the 105 is without the space. What is interesting is that in Parshas Vayishlach, he happens to count the pay. But over there, if you look close in the Chumash, it seems like there was a Tam Elyon there, which I don't know so much about, but there was a Tam Elyon there. Shkayach.